Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so picture this. You're trying to relax after a long day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe reading a book or watching your favorite show.
Oh, yeah.
But your upstairs neighbors, well, they've got other plans. They're having a massive fight. Furniture's crashing around up there.
Oh, no.
It sounds like a herd of elephants is tap dancing on your ceiling.
I can practically feel the tension building just thinking about it.
Right.
Apartment living definitely has its downsides. And noisy neighbors, they're right up there.
It's the worst. And that is exactly what we are diving into today.
Okay.
We're looking at this email that was sent to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Right.
And let me tell you this listener's story. It's wild.
All right.
So they were living in a rough part of town.
Okay.
An apartment complex that the local police knew pretty well.
Uh-oh.
And the neighbors upstairs, let's just say they were not winning any good neighbor awards.
So not the ideal situation.
Not at all.
So what kind of noise levels are we talking about here?
Oh, it started with, you know, the occasional raised voice.
Okay.
But it quickly escalated.
Yeah.
Full-blown screaming matches, doors, slamming things, flying across the room. The whole works.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't just a daytime thing either.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking 2 a.m. wake-up calls on a regular basis.
Oof. That's crossing a line. Everyone deserves a good night's sleep.
For real.
It's not just about peace and quiet. It's about basic health.
You know,
mental and physical health.
Our listener tried to be tolerant at first.
Yeah.
But eventually they snapped. They had enough.
Understandable.
So instead of, you know, calling the police or the building manager, they decided to get a little creative.
Okay, now I'm intrigued. Tell me more about the strategy.
All right, so picture this. They grab their phone. They cue up the angriest, loudest music they can find.
Okay.
Think like Corn System of a Down.
Got it.
And they blast it through their speakers, turning their ceiling into this giant subwoofer.
Oh, wow.
But then after about a minute of just sonic mayhem,
yeah,
they gradually transition to something much calmer, like Debussy.
Okay.
And slowly lower the volume.
That's fascinating. There's actually some interesting psychology behind that approach.
Really?
Yeah, that initial blast of loud, aggressive music, you know?
Yeah.
It probably acted like a disruption, like it breaks the pattern of behavior, it forces the neighbors to stop and kind of reevaluate what's happening.
Right.
It's like hitting a reset button on their brain.
Like, wait a minute, what is going on down there? Is that corn?
Exactly. And then by transitioning to the calmer classical music,
yeah,
the listener created this kind of auditory anchor. Like they're essentially creating a new, more peaceful soundscape, you know, encouraging a shift in that mood and energy.
So did it work? Did the neighbors suddenly become best friends and start baking cookies together?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
But the first time the listener tried this, the fighting upstairs, it just stopped.
Really?
Dead silence. You could practically hear the confusion through the ceiling.
I bet they were totally thrown off guard. Like, wait a minute, is our neighbor trying to out-crazy us?
It's possible. Sometimes the most unexpected approach can be the most effective.
Right.
But as we'll see, this brief moment of peace, it came with some unintended consequences.
Uh-oh.
This is just the beginning of the story, and things are about to get a lot more complicated.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what happens next. This sounds like it's going to get juicy.
Oh, it does. This seemingly simple noise complaint, it's about to take some unexpected turns.
Oh, boy.
It really highlights just how quickly these neighbor disputes can escalate and how important it is to understand the psychology, you know, behind those escalating tensions.
I'm ready for more.
All right, let's dive in.
So the listener's musical strategy, it seemed to work, like, at least for a little while.
Right.
But as we all know, things rarely stay simple, especially with neighbor disputes.
That's for sure. And in this case, the listener's attempt to get some peace and quiet, it backfired in a pretty big way.
You're talking about the slashed tires, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's when things took a really dark turn.
I can't even imagine waking up to find that all four tires on your car had been slashed.
It's a scary situation.
To have your property damaged like that right outside your apartment.
It's definitely unsettling and a very clear act of retaliation.
It goes from being an annoyance to like a serious safety concern.
Absolutely. And that's where the psychology of revenge starts to come into play.
Revenge? So you're saying the neighbors slashed the tires because they felt like wronged somehow?
In a way, yeah. I mean, they probably felt like their territory was being challenged, the right to make noise, you know.
Okay.
Slashing those tires was their way of sending a message. Don't mess with us.
So like a power move.
Exactly. It's primal, you know, that need to retaliate when we feel threatened.
But wouldn't that just make the listener even more determined to blast that Korn and Debussy combo?
You'd think so, right? But fear is a powerful motivator.
That's true.
The listener was terrified after that tire slashing incident.
Understandably.
They were worried about more retaliation and what might happen if they kept pushing back against those neighbors.
Right.
And unfortunately, that fear kept them from going to the building manager or the police.
It's a tough spot to be in. It's like, do you stand up to the bully and risk more trouble or keep your head down and hope they just leave you alone?
It's a classic dilemma. And in this case, choosing silence only emboldened those upstairs neighbors.
It gave them a sense of control.
Yeah, like they could act without consequences.
So things went from bad to worse.
Oh, yeah, they did. The fights kept happening and they got even more violent.
Really?
The listener described hearing things being thrown so hard that it sounded like they were breaking.
Oh, wow.
And the woman's screams, they became even more concerning.
So it wasn't just noise anymore. It was worry for someone's safety.
Exactly. And then to make matters worse, the listener found a note slipped under their door.
What did it say?
It just said, mind your own business or there'll be more than just slashed tires.
That is chilling. It's amazing how a few words can be so threatening.
It's all about power. You know, just a clear statement of intent and the vagueness of it all, you know, it makes your imagination run wild.
Like, what exactly does more than just slash tires even mean? So now we've gone beyond noise. It's about intimidation and control.
It is. And sadly, this kind of escalation is not uncommon in these situations.
You're right. What starts as a minor conflict can quickly spiral into something much more dangerous.
Especially when one party feels threatened.
So what happened next? Did the listener finally reach a breaking point?
They did. It was a late night knock on the door that pushed them over the edge.
Oh, no. A knock on the door at night never leads to anything good.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
And in this case, it led to a truly chilling discovery.
Okay, so the listener goes to answer that late night knock.
Yeah.
And what do they find?
Another plastic bag.
Uh-oh.
This time, two more flattened tires and another note.
Oh, wow.
It said, next time, don't ignore us.
These neighbors are like straight out of a horror movie.
Right.
It's like they were trying to send a message.
They definitely were. And this time it wasn't subtle at all.
Not at all. It
yeah.
really highlights just how far some people are willing to go.
Yeah.
To feel like they're in control.
Absolutely. Even if it means, you know, terrorizing the people around them.
It makes you think about the psychological impact of all this.
Yeah.
Like imagine that constant fear.
Yeah.
Feeling watched, threatened.
It must have been exhausting.
Right. We often think of noise complaints as no big deal.
Yeah.
But this story shows how much it can affect someone's well-being.
Their safety, too. And remember, this listener was already living in a rough part of town, so yeah. They probably already felt a little vulnerable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at this point, they've had sleepless nights, property damage, these direct threats.
Hmm.
What do they do?
Well, they reached their breaking point.
Yeah.
They gathered all the evidence,
yeah.
You know, the photos of the tires, the notes,
yeah.
And went back to the building manager.
It's interesting that they went to the manager again.
Yeah.
Instead of go to the police.
Right.
Any thoughts on why?
It's tough to say for sure, but maybe they felt like the police would be too drastic a step.
Okay.
Maybe they were worried about making things even worse with the neighbors.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just didn't think the police would actually do anything, you know?
Given the building's reputation?
Exactly. It's a tough call when you're feeling trapped like that.
You're weighing the risks and benefits? And just hoping you're making the right choice.
Exactly. And sometimes even when you do report things to the authorities, it doesn't always work out.
Right.
But in this case, the manager did take action.
Okay.
They went to the neighbors, showed them the evidence, gave them a serious warning.
So was that the end of it? Did the neighbors finally quiet down?
Well, you would think so, right?
Yeah.
But these neighbors, they weren't going down without a fight.
What did they do?
They threw a huge party.
A party? Like a we'll show you kind of thing?
Exactly. Like, we're not changing our behavior and you can't make us.
Wow. Yeah. So what about the listener? Did they stick it out?
Sadly, no. That party was the last straw. Yeah. They were dealing with harassment, the cost of replacing the tires, the constant fear.
It takes a toll.
It does. And they decided to move out.
It's heartbreaking that they were forced out of their own home.
It is.
It feels like they did everything right.
I know.
But they're the ones who had to uproot their lives.
It shows how these situations don't always have a happy ending.
Right. It highlights how these neighbor disputes can escalate into something so much bigger.
For sure. And it raises some important questions.
About how we handle these things.
Yeah. And the responsibilities of landlords, you know, and supporting tenants who are going through this.
It's been a really eye-opening deep dive.
It has.
It makes you think about how we as individuals and communities can address these issues better.
Right.
And how we can create a system that protects victims and holds people accountable.
Absolutely.
We hope this episode has given you something to think about. And as always, we encourage you to share your own thoughts and experiences in the comments below.
What stood out to you the most from this deep dive? Have you ever experienced anything similar? Let's keep this conversation going.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.